Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie, preparing our children. In 1 Chronicles chapter 22 and verse 5, the Bible says, "And David said, Solomon my son is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceeding magnifical of fame and glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it." So David prepared abundantly before his death. David enjoyed the great blessing of knowing the plan of God for his son Solomon. It would be his place to build the house of God. David then had the abundant joy of preparing his son for the call of God in his life. Every parent, too, has that same blessing, that of raising up and preparing his children for their place in the house of God, which is a local church. Notice, David prepared his people. He gathered together the people and trained them to be masons and carpenters to build the house. A wise parent will gather around his children mentors and examples for spiritual growth. David prepared materials. The Bible says he prepared iron for nails and brass in abundance and lumber. All these things were set aside for this building. I doubt the spiritual application would be akin to leaving our children a financial inheritance. It seems best to me to see this as providing our children with the building blocks of a solid faith, which is doctrine. It can be challenging, even daunting, to train our kids in what the Bible teaches is truth. They have access to so much that is not true, and we might personally be weak in our own grasp of sound doctrines. Do not shirk from this. Learn that you might teach. David prepared Solomon. A wise parent teaches his children the will of God for their lives. We may not know all the specifics of God's will for our children, but we can certainly know that he wills them to be saved and to be faithful in service to him in a doctrinally sound church. And then David prepared the princes. I imagine these to be his brothers, but I also assume it to be others of higher rank. I might liken them to Solomon's friends. A wise parent helps his children choose friends that build his walk with God instead of challenging it. David was a man of God by all standards, but he was just one man. His duty was to accomplish more than his own walk in service to God. He was to prepare his children to have the same.